My name is Andrew Bragdon, and I will be your host today. So,
welcome to another episode of It Is What It Is. And are you constantly questioning why you're even here? Do you get sick trying to understand why things are simply the way that they are? Well, as synchronicity has it, you have found your voice. As I delve into the truth behind the mind and the world, all while using my story and personal growth to lead and understand you through your own journey of self-discovery. We'll share tears, laughter, and thoughts that'll rattle your mind, all while focusing on how you can become that imperfect person, that perfectly imperfect person that you desire. Now, we're gonna jump right into it. Today's topic is going to be the school system and how I don't think that really supports us properly and engages our brain in the way that it needs to. Right up there with, you know, deciding. One of my favorite personal growth tips is teaching yourself. So we're going to pair it with, you know, the lack of a good school system with how I think teaching yourself and finding a coach that fits you for whatever skill or, you know, knowledge you're after is super, super important. Today's episode is probably going to be around 25 to 30 minutes, so don't worry, stay tuned, let's get right into it. So as always, we'd like to start off with a story, and since today's topic is not the most pleasant, I've got a nice little story for you guys. It's fresh, and it was from a dream that I had last night, as this doesn't happen too often, but I have a dream that is pleasant, okay? So we're gonna just jump right into this one. It was a zombie dream, and I remember it very, very vividly, which we'll get into in another topic on how you can also consistently have vivid dreams like this, but be warned, they get a little weird, and leaking yourself happens sometimes. Okay. Anyways, I was in a train, and like for a second I thought I was just like going from one place to another, you know, just transportation, woo, yay, here we go. Nope. I'm with one other person that, like, it was somebody that I recognized, but I didn't at the same time. Like, that's how the brain works. It kind of pulls from images you've seen before and like blends them together with its own subconscious imagination, confusing thing that we're going to get into at another point. But anyways, this person that I apparently was close with, but didn't quite know, stranger, not stranger. Okay, moving on. We're just on this train and going, just hanging out, whatever. And then it stops. And all that you can see out the windows is just like field and one playground. And to me, this is pretty hilarious because, like, I play at playgrounds all the time. I take footage there. I hang out there. I used to take my dog to one all the time, and he'd climb up with me. Poor rascal. Fell down the slide once. Fell. Anyways, again, we all make mistakes. That's why we're here. Personal growth, right? We don't want to do those things again. Back to what I was saying. Field, park. The train stops, and it's like the only thing in view, and I would say it's maybe like, I don't know, 1,000 feet out. Not very far, like 5 minute walk, four minute walk, I don't know. And so I started walking. There was no context, yeah, there was no talking, it was just like train, field, stop, park. So go, and for me, with how my dreams are, I've almost got it down to where I'm like separate of them. So I'm kind of witnessing but experiencing at the same time, which is super confusing but super cool, and we'll get to that one day. Anyway, so I'm watching myself walk to the park, and I'm thinking, like, what am I doing? And then as I'm walking to the park, like, okay, we're just gonna start playing. And then for whatever reason, I had to go to the bathroom in my dream. So I went, and then as I'm, like, doing my number one, like, behind what was one of those, like, really old-style, like, rock mountain climbing things for kids, where it's, like, a gray cut-open rock, and, like, the colorful things you can climb on, yeah. I was behind it going pee, and then all I hear is like a gurgle and like a grunt, and I was like super confused. I'm sitting here Like, I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this dream about to be? Like, what is going on? And I don't normally have zombie dreams. So I wasn't really expecting this. And it just, like, as I finish up, you know, wrap it up, do a little shake and all, like, it curls around the edge of just, like, a hand. And it's just, like, I'm like, oh, okay, so that's what this one is. And I start, like, running, but not, like, scared running. Like, ooh, yay, this is fun. Like, I know I'm in a dream, so I know I'm safe. Let me experience what a zombie apocalypse is. Like, kind of really enjoying this at this point. And as I run, like, all of a sudden you start to see more, like, classic zombie movie thing, the pan into view, they're, like, coming out from the cracks, like, the field isn't empty anymore, they're just kind of, like, standing there, like, way in the back, it's ominous as heck, and it just has me, I'm laughing at this point, like, this is the same state I was in this dream, and that's why I chose this story, because today's topic is booty, and this is fun to talk about and good to digress on. Anyways, as I'm running, I see the other person. I'm like, hey, like, there's zombies there. And she just stops and she's like, well, yeah, like, that's why we came here. And I pause and I'm like, trying to process why in the zombie apocalypse dream is the only other non-zombie content with it and brought us to the zombies. Like, that was the plan. And you would think I would get more answers, but the rest of the dream kind of looked like this, where it's just I was running, and it was just these little blips and scenes eventually that went from the park to just, like, the store, Walmart, the street, where I was, like, having the whole terrifying zombie apocalypse experience, and this other human, this girl, was just like, eh. Just like, what? Like, they just didn't bother her, but they were, like, chasing me, and, like, I every time I had to, like, tie my shoe, they would just come after me, but she'd just be sitting there, like, smoking a cigarette or hanging out, just reading a book, and they just ignored her, almost like she wasn't real. And it was just, it was weird. It was like a snapshot play-by-play, like if you've seen the bloopers in a movie, or like that bit in the movie where it speeds up, like, you know, the character's growth moment, or, you know, their training, stuff like that. Yeah, that was the first 20 minutes of my morning. And I woke up, and I, like, snapped out of it. And I wanted to react in more of a, like, oh, way, but I just had a smile on my face. I was like, I really got to go to the bathroom. I've been running for, like, 20 minutes. And I realized it was, like, you know, that whole, oh, it was all a dream, obviously. And then I took a second. I sat there. I wrote this down. And I was like, okay, that's the story for this topic today for sure. But I'll be honest, is I tend to have dreams that have some sort of meaning in my life. Some sort of, like, reference or, you know, play on what's going on. And it really had me thinking for a minute. And so all day I've been, like, kind of looking for that zombie around the corner, but I also tried to think, like, farther, like, what could that represent? Like, you know, disease or unavoidable, like, well, I don't know. But my takeaway from it, which was kind of cheesy, it really ended up going with just, like, I was seriously still smiling and laughing in that moment. Like, whether or not I knew it was a dream or not, like, my first reaction was to, like, chuckle. I was like, oh, zombies. And I think that's a really great way to face adversity. Like, we get hit with all kinds of, oh my goodness, how am I going to deal with this? Like, you know, you're just driving, your car breaks, or, you know, there's something that comes up, or a situation in a relationship or work that happens, and you don't have, like, an instant response to it, or there's no immediate, like, resolution in sight. So I don't know, it was nice and cathartic for me. I was like, wow, if I can laugh at a zombie apocalypse, I can laugh at everything that I've gone through and going through now. And that's not to downplay it. Like, I was still treating it as it was a zombie apocalypse. I was running away. I was like, no, like, dodging all that. I'm not going to get bit. You know, my brain's staying in here. It's too special. Like, mm-mm. But I had a smile on my face. I was laughing. I was, like, weaving through them and, you know, doing everything I could to, like, keep my, I remember grabbing a water bottle over one's head, and it was just like, ah, I was like, not today, you know? And that's exactly how I decided to take it with my life. I was filming this over somewhere else, and I got a little frustrated, and I, you know, I was like, oh, why am I even doing this, blah, 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 and walk over to the car, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it in here, because not today. No zombie, no bad mood, no nothing's gonna get in my way. And that was a really fun way to start my morning, albeit weird, and definitely interesting. But keep in mind that even if it's not a zombie apocalypse, it's all about your mindset, apparently. If you smile at it, it doesn't matter. Now, getting that out of the way, because I think that was made a really good transition, let's talk about learning. Now, the school system today, and I personally don't think it was ever set up in a great way. I think back then, it applied itself in a way that was a little bit more useful to what actually paid off. But nowadays, you're looking at information that's rejected, controlled, like, manipulated too. We could get into the whole thing about, like, Christopher Columbus and all the history books, not to mention books being taken out of libraries. Now, do keep in mind that this topic isn't just going to be about, you know, the, I guess, political or systematic side of it. There is going to be a little bit more of a information bit on why I truly believe that it just doesn't feed our brains the way we need. But I definitely am going to take my time and discuss that. Because I do believe that part of the problem is that there is an intention behind, like, withholding the information that would actually benefit society. Almost gatekeeping in a sense, and this kind of goes into college as well. So get ready, as we are going into the meat. But the way I look at it is simply, you're not put in a nurturing environment, and as human beings, we're all different, we're snowflakes. Everybody requires a different kind of teaching, right? So when you're all put into this conformed environment where you're supposed to be taught the same way, like taught as, you know, your siblings around you, each individual is getting fed the same system, same knowledge, all of it, right? Now, what that does is it kind of takes the ingenuity and almost the creativity and authenticity out of each individual. Now, that is killer. And you notice, like, at the end of grad, there's like 10, 15 kids that stand out, like the cream of the crop. But the truth is we all have the potential to be that. Like, we all have the potential to be at the top, yet we find ourselves conformed and trying to fit in. And really, it's because it's not that they don't want you to be smart, but they can't have everybody succeed. Right? That's why you'll see, like, the same homework works super well for one friend. Like, they just get it. It's not that the subject's hard. It just works for them. But the way you're reading it doesn't click in your brain. Or the way that the teacher is going about the lesson, which, nothing on teachers, by the way. 90% of them I've met and experienced in my lifetime are amazing. They are also kind of basically given guidelines on how they are supposed to teach. So imagine that. It's not quite their fault. If you even want to go to there to say it is. Everybody's probably had good and bad ones. But just keep in mind, I do have nothing against teachers at all. It's more or less the system that they are given to work with. Now, reeling back into the point, though, is we all need something different. So when you expect us to learn through the same system that everybody's going to, you're now basically claiming that as human beings, we are all the same, which we've already discovered and decided and set upon that we're not. We're snowflakes. Whether it be like minute changes or just how our nervous system works, there is always something different. Now, on top of that, just like right there, that's the big one, is it, not everybody will learn the same way through the same system, through the same program. Now you pair that with the environment, which personally, from like elementary school to middle school, is conformative and it is restraining. It's bizarre that you have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom. That's a human bodily function, and the real only argument, especially that I've heard from parents, teachers that I've talked to, my personal experience in school is, well, if kids didn't have to ask, they would go whenever. No, that's just like saying the whole, you know, guns kill people thing. Is it's really you're pushing us to want to go out more. If it's not accessible for us to leave, we're then going to try and leave more because you're trapping us. And when you're doing that, you're taking a certain type of individual, certain type of kid, whether it be like they have an illness or whatever, and that person just might be more inclined to having more bathroom breaks or more free will needed to for their brain to process. And you have now trapped them and now expect them to follow a system that's already not working for them. Now, in that sense, is how is anybody going to want to learn something that they might not want to, which a lot of the time in life, we don't want to learn the tasks at hand anyways. That's kind of normal. But you cannot put somebody in a bubble that they don't fit in and then build a cage around it and expect them to want them to grow and expect them to bring their 100%. No, it just doesn't click that way at all. Right. And, you know, I see the memes all the time of comparing it to like the prison system. In reality, it's not far off. You're forced into bubbles where you fit in or you don't fit in, and you find where your place is, like in cliques, class, or it's just chosen for you without you having the individuality to make that decision for yourself. Now, as someone who personally did benefit a little bit from the school system, I met some great teachers, and there were certain things that worked well for me. I found band extremely important and crucial in my life. But even then, that without the right teacher, you're going to take the creativity that somebody has and dull it down because the people around them have to match a different level. You're always going to have people that are shiners and that are not shiners, because we all have an individual talent and purpose and whatever you want to consider it, and we're not all destined to learn and follow the same path. School is kind of like the yellow brick road. It's like, here you go, you start, this is where you go, this is where you go to middle, da, 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 and you finish here, and then maybe you go to college or you don't go to college, and that's about it. When it really is like, well, maybe this works for me. This isn't super great, so we're going to go down and try something different, but then this works for me, and now I found my groove. This is how I learn. I go up and down a little bit, I find what clicks, and then I figure it out in Excel. Instead of just, like, plateauing because you're not engaging the way you need to, or just going downhill. Too many times in my school life, I found myself just, well, trying to jump out the school window. As jokes, of course, and like smoking in class and eating paper and even like intentionally harming myself just for pure entertainment with my friends because I was not engaged. As you can see, my brain is just they would put a video in front of me of something I've already learned a million times over. Like, I learned World War II history from my dad, which isn't their fault, I guess, when I was like 8, and again when I was like 9 to 10. So for that to be a high school class, a whole 45 minutes where I just had to watch that and then answer a 6-question questionnaire sheet. Yeah. Really? Like, that, there's nothing wrong with it. It works for some. But that's the thing, is it doesn't work for everyone. And it never will. It's never going to have the box that everybody needs to tick because it's designed in a way to conform. Well, if you can't learn that way, you need to learn how to learn that way. Sorry, that's how you're going to learn that way. Unless you pay more to go to private institutions, or etc. Which all leads into that stupid system. It's like, if you want better, you better pay. If you want better, you better. When we should just be thought about as human beings from the start. Now, I got like one last sentence on that before we go into like the second half of that, the more positive angle. I truly don't understand why, as a society, you would want to halt the generation that makes a difference. And that is a truth I haven't discovered yet. Like, obviously they don't want us to go up too fast. There's things, there's agendas, there's all this garbage. But even their agendas require functioning human beings. Like, eventually people die off. eventually you need to have the next set of mind controlling people or whatever you want to consider, right? It just doesn't make sense to me why they take the youth and they just pump them full of bad food, pump them full of conformative thought, and then expect them to meet standards. Like, you come out of high school and everyone's like, well, you're still a kid, like, you don't think right. I wonder why. I wonder what I didn't get taught. Wonder that the fact that nobody took the time to cooperate with me, that I don't know how to engage in a way that actually is going to work for me, because I simply am not able to learn the same way as every other individual in the world, and nor do I expect them to. But the government does, and the world does, and there would be more shiners and more great people out there, not that there isn't, if the school system wasn't the way it was. And that's just the simple truth. All due to the fact is because it nips you in the bud. Just like dream crushing parent. Like, if you have talent and smarts and everything there, you're gonna get ground up into a pulp. I did all of my homework and I never turned it in. I was a tyrant. Look where I am now. Not quite this situation, but I'm talking like mentally. Like, I'm out of the box. I'm smart. I have a notebook of skills that I have learned myself and spent the time with. And that's a good transition to go into why I think teaching yourself is so important. Why you have the ability to give yourself exactly what you need. Exactly what you need. You know what you need better than anyone else, say, like, in terms of love, or playing a game, or when you don't feel good, or, you know, in any form of care, self-care, that is, you know what you need. So why wouldn't that apply to learning? Why would you not know exactly how to teach yourself something? Right? Let me riddle you this one, okay? Like, I'm Batman. No, we're gonna get... Okay, don't know what happened there. But sometimes being your own teacher gives you a little bit too much free creative reign and your brain gets a little loopy. But that's okay. Some of the best people are a little bit strange. Now, for me, for example, is to retain knowledge, I not just have to understand it, I have to see it. So I have to write everything down. I love notebooks, and if I have an idea, it goes right to the notebook. If I need to process something, it goes to the notebook or notes on my phone, and I process it. Right? Now, as you could say that, like, that's already not something that fit in the school. That takes more time than what they expect half the time. They want you to take notes, but to work through their tests, not to learn necessarily, not to necessarily engage and fully function. So, as I kind of open this up, I guess I should just start with how I do it. I learn, like I said, through visualization, and to absorb the knowledge, I have to put it out into paper, some other form. That way I'm not just hearing it or reading it. I'm then kind of like taking it from my brain. And this kind of works in a sense of like almost sculpting the putty. Like, you filled your brain full of the Play-Doh. Now you're taking the Play-Doh out and doing something with it. And now you can see it. And now you've engaged like 2 to 3 points of knowledge rather than just like, okay, you said something, I heard it, boom. That's one. I have now heard it, repeated it, and acted on it. And that is super, super crucial for me. And most people, really. And that's kind of like the main 3 steps, but everybody's got a different way. Some people really, really love to read. And that is the way for them. I had some friends in middle school the middle school I went to did iPads. I had some friends that literally could not. They just couldn't. They hated it. And they begged the teachers and they got their textbooks finally, and they aced every class just like that. Went home, read the book in like a week, and that was it. Game over. For me, it was notebooks. For others, it's one-on-one coaching. It's having a class with just the teacher. Because some people need a little bit more engagement. Some people have more questions for things to make sense. I might be able to say 2 + 2 × 4 is da da da, but some kid might need it broken down in a sense of, well, why in this order? Why this way? there's nothing wrong with that. That's signs of, you know... Sorry, this is just something that a lot of people don't understand. That is a sign of high intellect. Like, questioning the bounds of the norm is signs of intelligence and growth and creativity, abundance. And that's a lot of time looked at as, why is your kid stupid? Well, what's wrong? What disorder does your kid have? But it's, in actuality, it's the disorder of society that the kid lives in and his inability to cooperate with something that was not designed for him. And there is many, many, many kids that I've experienced and lived around and been friends with that were turned from quite easily the next Albert Einstein into, you know, 9 plus 10 is 21 because of school. Not to mention, we go into all the mental health and all that, but that's another topic. Whew. Anyways, it is super important. And I think it's key to teach yourself, because you will always know what you need. And that might even mean a coach. That might even mean finding a teacher that's suited for you. And that is super important. Now, it's like, as you kind of grow out of like math class and stuff like that into the adult world, there's things like, you know, cybersecurity. You can go to college for that. Or you can go online and find a cybersecurity professional that also likes the same hobbies you do, likes coffee, and potentially lives in your area. And you can go meet up at a place you guys are comfortable at and learn. That right there is going to be an environment where, one, you're comfortable with the person. You feel similarities, so you're not sore thumb, you know? You're not standing out, sitting there in this classroom like, why will I want more? Like, this person just gets you. And that is super great. You pair that with teaching yourself and you can learn anything. As I've taught myself how to drift cars off of YouTube and note-taking. Practice, of course. You know, thoughts and action always are going to get you the results you want. And eventually I will find somebody who can dial that in professionally. I'm not, like, I could go to racing school. And that is a little different than, like, college and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you got to teach yourself until you can't. And that's where you're going to realize your own limits. Oh, wow, I can take myself this far, way farther than I thought. I made a car sideways, crashed it, did it again. Didn't crash the next car. Okay? And then when I want to get to that next level, then, well, yeah, now I know where I'm at. I truly know where I can stop myself. Like, I can't go past this point without finding professional help. Whereas a lot of the thought processes you see these days are, I need to go to college to do this. I have to go here to do this. When you can fill the gap, usually pretty far, with some notes, some, you know, good YouTube, finding the information in a way that works for you, research, reading. It's all about skewing it into your mind in the way that fits best for you. Unlike the school system, you have the ability to target your brain in the way that works. Every single time, every single subject for you. On your time, like if you got to do it in 10-minute bursts, sure, you gotta have background music, done. Now that's gonna wrap it up for the meet. And as this wasn't an interview, I didn't really plan any questions today. So we're gonna kind of move right into our close, as again, pretty fresh from the start, no emails, no reviews yet. But you guys, I would love to hear your responses, recommendations for topics. Just let me know if it's a topic recommendation. Title it so I don't get mixed up with it being like a review or a comment. Or anything else, you can email me directly for the podcast at itiswhatitisn't@gmail.com, same as the Instagram, where what is spelled WAHT. You can also find me at Showing You the Way on Instagram, where I do my marketing, I put up my freebies, more of my courses. That's more of my business page, not that you won't find my coaching everywhere else, but if you're interested in all that I offer, that's a good place to go. Now, I want to just like kind of gently let you know that if you took the time to listen today, you're taking a step to personal growth. And I hope that you found a voice that suits for you, because all I'm trying to do here is reach those that need it. Again, thank you for spending your time listening to me, as each listener helps me improve and grow. Your reviews, opinions, questions are all looking forward to all of them, and they will definitely be used in future podcasts. Now that's the end of this wrap. Have a good one, guys.